Hello?
Senator Byrd.
Hello, Dr. Kissinger.
Hello, Senator. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
It was a pleasure to see you yesterday.
Very nice seeing you. It's always good to listen to you. I always get something from it. I have a lot of confidence in you.
Aren't you nice? Senator, I'm calling you because I've just been told that there's a Democratic caucus tomorrow in which resolutions may be considered about the war in Vietnam.
No, there will be no caucus tomorrow. The caucus will occur next Wednesday.
Right. Well, I was going to say this to you on a personal basis. If you watch the news tickers today, for example, the fact that Lee Duc Tho is coming back to Paris, and that in Moscow, highly qualified diplomatic sources have said that they have played a role in the resumption of the talks and so forth, I just wanted to say that we are now engaged in an extraordinarily sensitive diplomatic phase.
Yeah.
And therefore, public expressions at this moment that suggest this unity may really undermine what we are engaged in.
Yes.
I don't know whether it is possible for you to delay this caucus for a week. The later it happens, the better it is for us. I may say quite honestly, the better it will be for you, because you may be saying things at a moment which is could be embarrassing to those who make these resolutions, and really might be difficult in some of the efforts on which we are now engaged that I cannot tell you about.
Yeah, well, my situation is this. Of course, I'm not going to say anything that...
No, we're not worried about you.
No, and I personally favor the... I have to be very careful how I say it in view of my leadership position. I think the president's doing the right thing. But it has been the leader's policy to call a caucus upon the request of any one member.
Right.
Well, now, Senator Fulbright asked for this caucus last week. He asked me last week for the caucus.
Right.
So then he asked, I said, well, put it in writing. So put it in writing. Then he asked that it be have the caucus either Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, either yesterday or today.
Right.
So I've delayed it a week. It'll be next Wednesday, and I don't think I could delay it further.
Okay. Well,
unless something occurs here which would on the surface of it give me some justification for it, you see.
Right.
And so I don't think there's anything I can do about that, but it is at least a week from now.
Right. Well, that's a tremendous help. And let me discuss with the president or see what I can come up with, of whether we can tell you something that would justify a further delay.
Just as soon you wouldn't, because I'm afraid that as the acting Democrat leader, I'm sort of the certain...
No, I mean maybe ask Fulbright or somebody.
All right.
I understand your problem, and I understand your feelings.
Yeah. Fulbright and Symington and Mondale all asked for it, but Fulbright put it in writing.
Right. Right. Well, I understand this, and I just wanted you to understand what the situation is. And we're not doing this for partisan reasons, because for strictly partisan reasons, we might just as well see the Democrats get out on a limb.
I understand. I understand, and I hope that our conversation will be just between you and myself.
You can be absolutely sure that it will not be...
I wouldn't want my Democratic colleagues who elected me to this position to think that I was, you know...
No, Senator, you have my word that this conversation will not be repeated.
Very
and,
well.
And I appreciate the frankness with which you've spoken.
Surely. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.